Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Brandon Ayuk is going to make so much money out in the open market. He's definitely making over $20 million. I got to find it. I had the spot rack or one of those things. Over the cap at the top. Wide receivers money-wise. So in guaranteed money, Cooper Kupp's got $75 million in total guarantees. Tyreek Hill, $72 million. Stephon Diggs, $70 million. Devontae Adams, $65 million. Amari Cooper, $60 million. DK Metcalf is sixth with $58 million. Debo Samuel is seventh with $58 million as well. Is he going to want a bigger contract than Debo? It's possible.
He should.
So that Niners have a big decision to make with him. Niners have a lot of decisions to make with cap stuff. The Niners have huge cap numbers coming up next year.
Yeah.
In the year after too. Absolutely huge. They have a lot of decisions to make in terms of what they're going to do right now. Brian, the top 10 cap hits for 2024 for the Niners: Trent Williams, $31.5 million, mm-hmm. Debo, $28.6 million, mm-hmm. Armstead, $28.3 million, Warner, $24.4 million, Kittle, $21.9 million, Mooney Ward, 17.9, Hargrave, 15.4, Bosa, 14.6. That goes up to $42 million in 2026, by the way. CMC, 14.1 million, and Ayuk is 14.1 if he stayed on his fifth-year option. Right. Now, you just may be saying, Al, you just got to get rid of one of these guys, right? You just, whatever, you cut one. Debo Samuel has a $26.5 million dead cap.
Yep.
Eric Armstead is a $26 million dead cap.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Warner, $25 million dead cap. Javon Hargrave, $33 million dead cap. These guys aren't going anywhere.
No.
Can they continue to kick the can down the road?
They have to.
I guess maybe. That's probably what they're going to have to do, right?
Yeah.
But we'll see. But listen, I don't think – I know Debo, there was a lot of drama. Kind of felt like at the end of the day, they'd figure it out. With this, I really feel it depends on what Ayuk wants to do. He may want to be in San Francisco. He may want to go see what he can do elsewhere where he's going to get 160 targets a season, 170 targets a season. And that's natural. I can't blame if you want to do that.
Here's the one thing that I would say they might be able to sell him on is I think Debo has two more years here, next year and the year after. I think there's an out in the contract after that. I don't think Debo is long for this team. And I think after this season, I think it's pretty obvious that this offense needs Brandon Ayuk more than it needs Debo Samuel. Debo Samuel disappeared in the Super Bowl, and it was largely because he could not get open. And that is not Debo's game. Debo is not a route runner. Debo is not a traditional wide receiver. He is a player who needs to get the ball in his hands in space. And when he does, he's incredibly, incredibly dangerous. He is one of the emotional leaders of the team. I think he's incredibly important to this team. But at $28.5 million, I mean, you look at the production of Ayuk and you look at the production of Debo this year and tell me which one you would rather pay $28.5 million to, Debo or Ayuk. And the answer, I think, is clearly Ayuk. Debo had 1,000, just a shade over 1,000 yards from scrimmage and a handful of touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk had over 1,300 yards receiving on a team that didn't throw the ball very often. And I think one of the things you're going to see is, I think this team will evolve as Brock evolves, and then Brock becomes really expensive, right? You're going to have to become a team that runs through the quarterback and not through the run game like Shanahan has built here, just because of what you're going to have to sink into that quarterback position. And so, again, I would much rather have Brandon Ayuk long-term than I would Debo Samuel long-term. And perhaps they can sell him on that as, listen, two more years and then it's your squad. It's your team. You're the offensive leader, because by that time, Christian McCaffrey will likely be gone or will be in his last year. Mm-hmm. George Kittle will likely be gone, right? Like, this could be Brandon Ayuk's team. It could be Purdy and Ayuk's team in 2 years. So exercise some patience. We're going to extend you. We're going to pay you. You are going to be the man here. And maybe we can win a Super Bowl along the way in these next 2 years to make it even more palatable for you, if you will.
So Debo's got an out after 2024. That's the potential out. So 2025 would be a dead cap of $15 million.
There you go.
If not, it's a cap hit of $24 million. If they don't restructure or whatever this year. Now, go ahead.
I would say I would think because of that, he's probably not one of the restructure candidates. I think the restructure candidates are Kittle and Williams and Warner, and maybe even it's probably those three are probably the most likely in my eyes because of that out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And when you look at average annual value, we went over the total guarantees. So Debo's average annual value of his contract is 23.8 million. Only Diggs, Metcalf, AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams, and Tyreek Hill have a higher average per year. Debo did not put up that kind of production this year.
No.
To be on par with what those guys typically do. I know Diggs had a down season, but what those guys typically do. They're paying a lot of money for Debo, and he did not. Mm-hmm. I know he went down earlier in the game, so maybe he had a little injury that was nagging him. But I was watching JT O'Sullivan's breakdown, and he was all over Debo. Did you watch that?
Mm-mm.
So check that out, the QB school. Go to his YouTube thing. He was just – he's saying – and again, you don't know the six of it, but he pointed out routes where Debo looked like he wasn't running hard. And he said, regardless of whatever, he was still – people were all over him. There was no separation whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And he had 11 targets with guys basically draped over his back. He just wasn't able to separate. And maybe that's where part of Ayuk's frustration is that, again, watching that film, there were a lot of plays downfield where Purdy let it rip. Maybe he's got Ayuk for a big game. There were some plays Ayuk was open. Definitely on the third and four with 2 minutes left, Ayuk was open on that blitz. But Purdy had said that his hot route was usually Jennings there at practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a mess. The whole blocking for the 49ers was a mess in that game.
Yeah.
Absolute disaster. But, yeah, so Debo did not have a good game. Debo gets banged up a lot. Even when he plays, he gets hurt. So if you do have to choose between the two, I agree with you. I think Ayuk is the guy that you want long-term. I think Ayuk is – I think he had a We had an all pro season this year, so he was a star of the season. I think that's just the tip of the iceberg for him. He's a phenomenal wide receiver, and I think he can put up numbers like a Diggs, like an Devontae Adams, like CeeDee Lamb, like these guys. He can put up huge numbers if given the opportunity. And for him, again, take your 49ers glasses off. If you're just looking at this, if he plays for, I don't know, whoever, the Bills or the Titans or whoever, you're like, why wouldn't he want to go somewhere and catch 150 balls? Because he could do that. You're in an offense that's going to throw to you 105 times and you're that good. Go to an offense that's going to throw you 180 times and go to the Hall of Fame. So that could be where he is. But like you said, if they say to him, okay, 2024, we're running it back. They probably are going to do for the most part, try to.
Yeah.
But after that, this is a different team. Mm-hmm. If you don't think that, again, go look at the contracts, go look at the ages of people. The 2025 49ers are going to look very different.
Yes.
So maybe that's what you sell to Ayuk. 2024, we run it back. They're going to, right. Well, you would think if things continue on this trajectory, but 2024, we're going to run it back. 2025, it's the Brandon Ayuk show because Kittle is going to be, what, 32 at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Debo may not be on the team. Those guys are not playing forever. They're not going to be 49ers forever. 2025, Brandon Ayuk may have a Diggs Adams type role on this team with the alpha dog.
Yeah. And if I'm the 49ers, that is what I'm looking at as well. I don't think that's just Brandon Ayuk hoping that. I think that is the prudent path forward for this team. Because again, and I understand when it comes to these wide receiver contracts, which are getting a little bit out of hand, the flip side of that is I don't think there's ever been a time where more wide receiver talent has come into the league year after year after year after year than we've seen recently as well.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect.